The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
My dog attacked me last week.
Oh.
This is the dog that tried to kill DJ Automatic when she was a puppy. Let's talk about this. Go around the room on a Monday. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
She's giving her dog a bad name. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Why are you going to put that on my dog?
I should have called her Savage is what I should have called her. I'm getting ready to go work out, and I made homemade banana nut bread. And I sliced up a good thick slice and put it down on a paper plate. I'm coming downstairs. I hear Otto. No, Didi, no. She ate my banana nut bread.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I mean, it was right there. She hadn't eaten dinner yet.
I didn't answer to this equation before you got halfway through it, sister. I was like, what? Yeah, dude.
No. The other dog doesn't do it. Only bad Didi. He would never eat my banana nut bread.
He needs to live on the edge a little bit more, dude.
He does need to.
He's missing out on some banana nut bread, bro.
Well, I think it's because his wife is just, or I call her his wife, but Didi, his companion, life companion, is... Just, she's a terror, and been a terror her entire life.
Her entire life. Dude, damn.
She's 10 years old.
She'll be 10 this year, and she's still just a bad girl.
How does eating banana nut bread almost kill you? What do you mean?
Because it was the only thing I was going to eat last night after my workout, and I didn't get to eat anything.
She really did almost kill me, though. One time, she got behind the dryer, and I tried to get her out of there, and then she disconnected the plug, and I went to plug it back in, and I got electrocuted.
Okay,
almost died.
Okay, dryers and kitchen countertops. Let's get your huskies outside. How about that? Maybe that's why.
Exactly. The moral of the story is you just can't change certain people or dogs. Certain people or dogs are just born bad.
She's a great dog, but yeah, she's just a bad soul.
I kind of feel like the moral of the story is put your banana nut bread out of reach. That's what it is to me, dude.
Is it my fault? That's what it is. Bad dog. All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's start with National Frozen Food Day. Yes. Shout out frozen food holding me down for sure, dog.
Yeah, of course. Now we can freeze meat. You know, back in the day, they're like, don't eat this, don't eat that.
Yeah.
It's because it would make you sick. Yeah. You can eat it now.
The process of freezing food is like a big thing for mankind.
It's a huge thing. Ice, come on.
It's also National Dress Day, so put your gown on if you want to. Men, women, whoever feels like it.
You know, men wore dresses way before women.
Yeah, dude. I mean,
Jesus wore a dress.
Yeah, dude, that's a gown, dude. You know, yeah, all right. We have National Dentist Day.
My favorite thing to get from the dentist is candy when I'm leaving. Do you notice there's always a big bowl of candy? My dentist has cookies. They make homemade cookies. They leave those out, too.
And they got video games,
too. Yeah.
That's when the gym has, like, pizza day.
Yeah.
Something that we all enjoy and love, National Oreo Cookie Day.
Oh, my gosh. I just fought with DJ Automatic off the air. The Oreo cookie is America's number one cookie.
It isn't.
It is America's number one cookie.
No, it's not. Everybody loves the chocolate chip cookie. Not everybody loves Oreo cookies.
No.
America's cookie is a chocolate chip cookie.
No, that's your cookie.
No, I promise you, if we did a poll, Americans would pick chocolate chip cookies over
the
Oreos.
Poll's like, been
it wouldn't
done.
Even be close.
I feel like you're arguing types of cookies, DJ Automatic, and Dana's arguing brands because Oreo cookie's a brand.
Oreo cookie is America's number one cookie, and it's not only America's favorite cookie, it is the world's favorite cookie.
No.
In 100 countries around the globe, with more than 20 billion of these cookies sold in the United States of America alone. Shout out to the Oreo.
That's a fat stat.
But double let me tell you stuff. We move on now to the down in the DM.
You did not just call out double stuff. Like that's your gang or something.
That's what I did. Double stuff gang gang.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
America is having a serious problem when it comes to obesity. And unfortunately, it's not getting better. Even our kids are overweight. They have a lower life expectancy.
People putting out some thick babies.
I know. It's our fault, though, too. It's our fault as parents. You know, we get
thicker.
They
weren't born thick, though, Anthony.
No, they weren't born thick. I have a health hack for you right now. Not only will you get healthy, lose weight, but you're going to save money, too.
I was born thick. I was a C-section kid. Thick and big old head. But yes, the rest of them, no. The rest of them are not.
Well, you know what I mean, though. And here's where it all boils down to. I found this research at healthline.com. Just 20 plus years ago, eating out was a very rare treat. It was something that you only did a couple of times a month, if that. Now, let's look outside the window, or if you're driving around right now, there's probably a food spot on every corner or stacked up next to each other. We eat out all the time. I don't, though. I cook.
Oh, bull. We've gone to eat probably, five of the last 8 days.
Where? Automatic? What are you talking about?
We ate a Chipotle yesterday.
Okay, and then?
Then you and Ava went to go eat somewhere without me.
We did not.
Man.
That is not true.
Damn, Dana, I've never seen a woman be so upset about eating out.
Because it's a lie. He wants me to cook 3 meals a day after working 20 hours.
Dana, I like to munch, okay?
Yeah, he's mad when I don't.
So, Dana, but that's such a funny lie. Anthony.
He's mad because he doesn't want to grill. We need to grill more. Okay, I need your help. Grilling is good and you're good at it.
Come on, dude.
All right. Okay. Whatever you say.
Okay.
We'll just order a pizza.
There you go. Anyway,
again. No. Okay. So researchers, like I said, I'm going to take it back there, say that eating at restaurants is bad for your overall health because 50% of full service restaurants, you know, the sit down ones, and 70% of fast food places are poor dietary quality. Now, hold on. If you eat out, I know it tastes good, but it's really bad for you. If you must eat out, check the menu before. Most places now have a caloric intake and all that. You can kind of plan. But in the end, eating at home saves you money. Does it save you time? No. But you can do things like we did. We got an air fryer. We got a crock pot. We have a husband who grills.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm not kidding. Grill food tastes so good. And you're not putting any grease in it.
You also at home, though. Don't be afraid to check the cook, dog. You know, see what's going on in the kitchen. See how they're handling your food, bro. Because when you're working with moms, you know, sometimes moms be leaving like hair and plates and stuff like that.
Oh, come on.
Every now and then. We have little.
Every now and then.
We have little gray hairs or whatever. What color is your hair, Dana? White,
it's
gray.
Platinum gray.
Platinum gray hairs in all our food.
My mom would get so heated when we call her out for that, dog. She'd be like, check the cook everywhere you go.
Just pull the hair out. You know it's mine and eat the damn food. That's what I say.
How about you put it there? I'm going to put you in a hairnet.
No, dude. That's what it means to be made with love.
You know what's worse? Half the time it's our dog's hair.
Okay.
And you know what? It's better to get a hair from home than a hair from a restaurant.
Yeah, dude. A hair from Dana is way better than a hair from Luis.
Yes, exactly.
You know, since we're on the topic of hair and food, I have the worst luck when it comes to getting hair in my food. Every time we go out to eat anywhere, I will find a hair in my food.
Well, you should start grilling more, bud. That's what you should do.
All right, that's your health hack. Eat out less, make food at home, and if you must eat out, check the menu, count the calories. We can get healthy together. Yeah. We can do this. At Dana Cortez on Instagram, follow me and send me a DM, and I'll send this research to you right now. And remember, you can also listen to this on the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm excited. It's time for What's Your Sign? We have Sir Marty on the line.
Hey
Marty. All right. So before we get started, I want to tell everybody who's listening that they're welcome to call in if they want a reading. And of course, we're getting our spiritual forecast for the week, all of us collectively. Marty, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. Caller, what's your sign?
Cancer.
And what's your first name?
Brittany.
Okay, Brittany, date of birth, no year, and then go ahead with your question.
0714. I've been having some racial discrimination on my job, and I just want to see if it's worth going to court for.
So this is something different that we've never experienced. We get a call. I don't know if you have, but how are you feeling about her energy? And what is your advice for her from reading that energy that she should do?
First of all, I feel her pain. I honestly feel like there is a big burden on her because even when I'm tapping into her energy, it feels like justice on the balance. And I don't know how to put that into a better word for her to understand. But basically, right. What I feel is that if she was to go to court over this racial discrimination, it's going to be a bigger burden on her than her just cutting ties completely.
Okay.
But the thing here is that the biggest burden for her is the money. She's needing to stay wherever she's at because there's financial gain. But at the same time, there's a lot of inequality and a lot of injustice happening there. I did ask my spirit guides, what would happen if she was to go to court versus what would happen if she wasn't to go to court? Because ultimately, this is her choice to make, right?
Right.
If she was to go to court, I feel she's going to wait a long time for any resolution. So this is why her spirit guides are saying, pick your battles. I feel like this battle is not one that she would want to take on because it's going to create more havoc in her own personal life.
And for her own psychological well-being, sometimes you choose a different route and put yourself in a better space because it hurt my heart hearing her call, you know, and I'm sure you felt the same way. Now, what about our spiritual forecast for the week? Because I keep seeing these planets. They're like real close. What is going on?
Girl, the astrology for March in general is going to be crazy. I'm just telling you guys right now.
Crazier than last month?
Of March. Yes.
Oh,
no.
No, we have a full moon tomorrow. We have a full moon tomorrow. Okay. That's something that is bringing some light to us. But it also, as I've always said, full moons always bring emotions to us. Like, it brings all whatever's inside of us up to the surface. But this week specifically, it is about us giving ourselves a lot of grace, meaning that we have to take care of ourselves like if we were our own children sometimes, you know, because we tend to just keep going and going and going and try to ignore the problems. And this week, Spirit is saying, don't ignore the problem. Take care of yourself. And that's the primary message for this week.
I love that you said sometimes we have to treat ourselves as if we are our own children, because we would never let our children just go without helping them. Why do we do that to ourselves? Why do we let things linger until we're in the worst space possible? It's not okay.
This week, we're kind of being put in that position to really care for ourselves a lot.
I love it. All right, Monty, thank you so much. If you want a psychic reading, please call us, like I said, or send me a voice message to @DanaCortez on Instagram. Begin with your sign, first name, no last name, date of birth, no year, and followed by your question. And of course, if you would like a one-on-one with Seer Monty, follow her at Illest Divinity. Monty, we love you. Sorry it's going to be a crazy month, but
love you guys. I know.
Talk to you next Monday.
We're
together.
Bye. Talk to you guys next Monday. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, they make some good chicken. Well, they got something back that we haven't seen in almost a decade, and I'm excited to give it to you. Food news inside hottest hashtags on your Monday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Nugget.
First hashtag, we're going to talk about grocery store prices. Although they've leveled off, we can all agree they're still kind of high, right?
Yes.
Going in there, eggs aren't $10 a dozen. Now they're $6 or $5. Whatever, still a lot. The government has decided that all of the COVID extra money that people were getting who received SNAP benefits, these are like food stamps, you know, give you a little extra for food, from $90 to $250, they're going to cut that.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. It doesn't make sense because
the price of groceries is still high, so you would think they would get extra money so they could afford more groceries so they don't starve.
Food is important to people.
Yeah.
Food is important to people. So I just hope that they rethink that. Because I know things are somewhat back to normal, but they're not 100. There's still items you can't get. Manufacturers are still behind. And food is important. We don't want kids to go hungry.
No, not at all, dude. But this is the same government that told us that they're going to help us with our student loans, right?
Same one.
Yeah,
Anthony
dude.
A, same
it's
one.
It's not looking good.
I don't know, dude. I'm with you. We're all in this fight together, brothers and sisters.
Okay. All right, now we'll move on to food news. Kentucky Fried Chicken is bringing back their bunless double down chicken sandwich. It's two crispy white, just beautiful fried fillets. Inside of these fillets are two slices of cheese, two slices of bacon, mayo, or spicy sauce.
So, hold on. You're making a chicken sandwich, no bread? Is that
Double patty,
it's,
dog.
It's double
tender,
patty.
Whatever you want to call
it.
And
you know how fat they are, and they're crispy and just juicy and delicious?
What do you hold on to, though? If you don't have bread to hold on
hold
to,
on
you
just got life.
Greasy
hold,
chicken.
Hold calories, on for dear
dude.
Life.
Yeah, dude. Your heart, because it's not going to be able to pump anymore. That's what you just hold on to.
It's available today and only for 4 weeks, so you better pull up to KFC now. National Day, Anthony A.
Let's kick this one off with National Oreo Cookie Day.
Top it off with an Oreo.
And then go visit the dentist, see what he thinks about that. It's National Dentist Day.
Hey, little piece of advice. I always say this because I didn't know when I was little. We never talked about it. My family just working, trying to live. Buy some floss and floss your teeth every day. It'll save you a lot of money at the dentist. People are always scared to go to the dentist. Don't be scared. If you floss, you can prevent a lot of those scary
things. And for any little kid that's listening right now, when you see those old people that don't have teeth, guess what? They didn't floss.
They didn't floss. They didn't go to the dentist.
All that. I got to say shout out to Carla and Mo at my dentist office who listened to the show. I appreciate y'all. And we will wrap it up on National Frozen Food Day.
God.
Yeah, dude.
The invention of the freezer. Think about what a big deal that is. You said you found something about food automatically. Where do we used to put our food?
I didn't find it about food. People, when they were hunter and gatherers, they used to store their food underneath the ground. They would dig a hole, and that's where they would put their meat.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want my meat in some dirt hole. I'm so glad.
I put my meat in a lot of dirt holes, Dana.
Oh, no, yeah, Anthony, no. Shout out to whoever invented the freezer. Oh. All right, now let's get ready.
You're going to say, shout out to whoever lets me put my meat hole in her dirt or whatever.
I'm moving away from that.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I'm not a sneakerhead, and I'm so excited about the Nike movie coming. Here's just a couple of actors in there. Chris Tucker, Ben Affleck, Viola Davis. Let's talk about this and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Famous people's birthdays, Anthony A.
We got Tyler, the Creator, celebrating his birthday. Yay. And Shaquille O'Neal celebrating a birthday.
All right, let's talk about Kim Kardashian. She revealed that she got punched in the eye by her oldest son, Saint. And if you're a parent, you know that when you sleep with your kids, you better put a pillow or something in between.
Yeah.
Or when I sleep with my husband, DJ Automatic, same thing. He's a fighter.
Why do you got to put all my business out there?
All right, check the photo at Dana Cortez on Instagram. She has a little mark on her eye. All right, now we're going to move on and talk about Chris Brown. You know he's touring across Europe, and you've seen little glimpses of his stage performance, and he's doing some lap dances to his song Take You Down. That was a big hit back in 2007, one of them good throwbacks. He was, you know, doing his dance with one of his fans, and she kept trying to film. He asks her nicely at first, please put your phone away. She pulls it out again, and this time he takes it and he throws it out into the audience. Travis Scott did the same thing. We know Bad Bunny started the trend throwing that woman's phone
into the ocean.
Just like Travis Scott and Bad Bunny, those are just like mood swings.
But
when Chris Brown is performing Take You Down in front of you, this is watching art. You are literally next to the Mona Lisa at this point, and you just don't even have the awareness. I've never done this, but I can't with this generation no more. All right? And your damn TikToks, be
Anthony.
Present in the rain. Oh, my.
Chris Brown is grinding your face and you pull out your phone?
Yeah, you know what I would do to be there is be her? And
she's saving it for later.
That's a moment.
Not anymore.
All right, now let's talk about a movie that I can't wait to watch. I'm not even a sneakerhead, but it's called Air, and it's about Nike, the beginning of Nike. I know now Nike's a world brand, but there was a time that Converse ran the NBA, right? That was the biggest shoe. And so Nike decided to sign this rookie that not many people had heard of.
I need the greatest basketball shoe that's ever been made.
Who's the player?
Michael Jordan.
The reason I want to see this, well, I know it's going to be great. We got Viola Davis, Chris Tucker, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Jason Bateman from Ozark, one of my favorites. But it's the true story of the underdog taking a chance and coming out on top in a really big way.
Damn.
That's why I can't wait to watch
it. It's an amazing thing. So it's Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, though, who produced it, right?
Yeah, they're the back to their whole Goodwill Hunting days, man.
We give J-Lo a glance.
There wasn't a role for her in this one. Sorry.
He looked at A-Rod before he did that. That's the thing.
No more Geely repeats, man.
Our situation has nothing.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were discussing some life hacks that would be beneficial to your overall weight loss journey if you're on one, and just your steps towards better health.
Yes.
Right? But that got us talking about how we're going to implicate these life hacks. I got the way I'm going to structure my diet right now, and DJ Automatic has three things he's going to focus on, but are yet challenging as a father and a husband. Let's talk about men's health right now, dude. What's up during Female Empowerment Month, all right?
Whatever it's called.
I spoke with two dudes.
One studio. And I think it's called International Women's Month.
There it is, dude. But you know what?
Put some respect on it. I'm talking to myself.
In an ode to our ladies out here in the world, this is us taking steps to speak about men's health.
Yeah, and make their life easier. Because
yeah, exactly,
if we're healthier...
Homies don't be like, I don't like going to the doctor, dog. Nobody likes going to the doctor, bro. I don't care what
I don't go to the doctor.
Like, I've never liked going to the doctor since I had to go get, like, physicals for sports. Man, except one time, Dr. Fontana. Oh, boy.
You got to chill.
Smoke. No, hey!
That was my worst fear when I would go to have a nurse that I would get
Did you have any hot nurses that kind of stood out through your...
In high school. I don't remember her name.
You don't remember? Oh, she wasn't that hot then, dog.
Oh, no, she was hot.
Even my mom remembers Dr. Fontana, dog. She was bad. I remember once I thought she caught me looking at her and stuff. Oh, I think she did catch me looking at her.
Dude, one time...
I think this goes against HIPAA law.
I busted my knee. I had to get surgery on my knee. And she...
You're gonna stop busting something else. Go ahead, dude, you nasty boy. Go ahead.
Well, it gets nastier because she was moving my leg, but being like, does this hurt? Does this hurt? And then I just f***ed it right in her face.
Oh, this whole thing got dumb real quick.
It did.
This got stupid. I thought we were gonna be productive.
Shout out to men.
Oh, here we are. Well, we're fascinating creatures. And in order to prolong our life, we have to take better care of ourselves. And the one way I'm gonna do that, DJ Automatic, is I, Anthony A, am going to implement this diet. It's not really a diet. It's just a lifestyle change, but I'm going to try to incorporate a third of food in my stomach, a third of water. water and just a third of air. All right, so I'm never gonna try to be full whenever I eat.
Okay, well that's a trick right there, that's a hack.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a hack. I never want
to
eat.
Sucks because it sucks to be hungry, but yeah, dude, that's the only way to lose weight,
bro. You know when it sucks when I drop out Wiener Schnitzel, bro. I could eat myself into coma at Wiener Schnitzel, dog. And
yeah, you can miss me with the Wiener Schnitzel.
I lost on Wiener Schnitzel. Yeah, okay, you
know, I don't like Wiener Schnitzel, but that takes it to my dad hacks here.
Okay, let's do it. Let's talk about it.
Number one. Eat better.
Oh,
that's... Wiener Schnitzel is not part of eating better.
Okay, all
Shout out to them, but can't eat it every day.
So you gotta stop stealing your kids' treats. How about that?
That's something I need to do. The next thing I would need to do is work out at least 5 days a week.
5 days a week?
Damn, dude. I mean, if you can get it in. A small workout, at least 20 minutes.
That doesn't have to be like an intense workout either, right?
No, you know. Take your dogs for a walk.
Boom,
do
there
something.
It is. All right.
And the last one, this is my hardest one, is sleep 7 hours a day.
Oh, 7 hours.
You
yeah.
can't lose weight unless you're sleeping.
Facts.
If your body's tired, you can't burn fat.
And that's the hardest thing for you to do. Why is it so hard for you to sleep?
Honestly, because I like to have my alone time. And when everybody goes to bed, that's when I wake up again. It's like I'm like a new person. It's like I feel like single DJ Automatic again.
Let's go. That's tomorrow's break. How does DJ Automatic get alone time with the house?
You don't.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.